Tony Young, an author, historian, community leader, was the first woman to serve as president of the Jewish Federation of Delaware after holding many leadership positions. She spearheaded establishment of Delaware's Partnership 2000 with the Negev City, Arad, and its surrounding region. A former vice chair of United Jewish Communities, UJC, the predecessor of Jewish Federations of North America, JFNA, Tony also served as chair of Global Operations, Israel and Overseas Coordinating Council, and of Partnership 2000, later called Israel Initiatives. Tony currently serves on the planning committee of JFNA's Negev Funding Coalition, a major funder of Ben-Gurion University programs. Tony is a vice president of American Associates of Ben-Gurion University's National Board and is poised to become the next national president. She and her late husband, Stuart, of blessed memory, are members of BGU's Living Legacy Society and its Negev Society, having endowed an undergraduate scholarship in perpetuity, supported by the American Associates of Village at Sed Boker, and most recently funded the new Amos Oz Initiative for Literature and Culture, inaugurated last May in the city of Arad. For nearly 40 years, Tony has been an active participant on civic boards in Delaware, nationally and internationally. She currently serves on the boards of Shetufim, American Friends of Natal, which helps victims of terror and war and their families, the Delaware Historical Society, and as a trustee emerita of Goucher College. She is also a pillar of the arts community in Wilmington, where she served as the president of the Grand Opera. Daughter Anne, with her husband and sons, lives in Jerusalem, and son Michael and his wife live in the Czech Republic. After graduating Phi Beta Kappa from Goucher College, Tony earned a master's degree in Spanish from Harvard University. The author of Becoming American, Remaining Jewish, and The Grand Experience, Tony is a contributing writer to 75 years of the JCC, editor and contributing author of Delaware and the Jews, and editor of Letters to Leah. This afternoon, we have gathered to honor Tony for her remarkable contributions to the Delaware community. She has inspired in all of us who know her a passionate devotion to a shared vision of Tikkun Olam, our blessing and obligation to repair our world. She has modestly avoided the spotlight and quietly helped others with the hope that others would perhaps see and follow her example. It is a rare privilege to have the opportunity to come together as a community and celebrate with and honor a remarkable individual. I am very proud to share this occasion with you. Ladies and gentlemen, please join me in welcoming Governor Jack Markell, who will share some personal remarks and read a special congratulatory letter from Vice President Joe R. Biden, Jr. Jack?
Well, good afternoon, everybody. Wonderful to be with you all. This is really quite a day for the Delaware Jewish community. A number of us were together a couple hours ago to dedicate the Alan Schoenberg building over at the cemetery on Falk Road, and to thank Alan, to remember Alan for just his enormous contributions to our community. And here we are, Tony, to celebrate your incredible, incredible accomplishments. Before I make my remarks, maybe I'll read this this letter from the Vice President. So, dear friends, this is dated today. It's a pleasure to welcome all of those who have gathered to honor Tony Young, historian, philanthropist, community leader, and proud Delawarean, for a fitting tribute, as Tony has made truly lasting contributions to the state throughout her career. I would like to personally and congratulate, thank you, Tony, for all that you have accomplished. Your wide-ranging body of work has greatly enriched the arts throughout Delaware, and provided curious minds access to a multitude of historical and artistic channels. Furthermore, your leadership in Delaware's Jewish community exemplifies the altruistic dedication that makes the Jewish Historical Society of Delaware and the Delaware Historical Society what they are today. Our nation has always relied on the faith and determination of the American people, and I believe that our collective success is rooted in a commitment to community. Your efforts on behalf of both the arts and Jewish communities are remarkable, and it goes without saying that the impact of your work will be felt for generations. Again, congratulations. I wish you all the best in the years to come. Sincerely, Joe Biden. I found it generally a good thing just to say ditto when I follow the vice president. But I will add a few of my own comments. I mean, you're to go through the list, and Barry mentioned many of them. I mean, it really is extraordinary. Your leadership at Federation, I actually got to serve on the board when you were president. Your work on behalf of Partnership 2000, the work you've done for the Historical Society, your book about becoming American and remaining Jewish. I think the first time I met you was in connection with an event you did on the for the Soviet Jews years and years ago at the train station. Am I getting that right? You and Karen?
Yeah.
Truly amazing. I mean, it cuts across every facet of Jewish life and artistic life in Delaware, and what you and Stuart did together. What an amazing legacy. And it's frankly hard to imagine that one person could contribute as much to our state as you have, and you've done so. And I thought the way Barry put it was so great, because you've done so modestly and never seeking the limelight, and doing it never as, you know, seeking your own, personal glory, but just because you've done what you believe to be the right thing for other people. And that has been that's been a manifestation of everything that you have done. It really has. And I just think when we all sort of step back and we reflect on people in Delaware who have contributed so much to our state, in the starting in the 80s and the 90s and the early years of this century, it's hard to imagine that there are many people in whether they're in public life or not in public life who have done as much for our state as you have. And I'm sure that everybody agrees with me on that point. So I know that you're not spending as much time in Delaware these days, but the impact, you can be certain that you will long be remembered, because the impact that you've had here is so meaningful across so many parts of our community. So I have a tribute here which I will leave with you. I won't read the whole thing, but it's a long list, and it covers a lot of what Barry mentioned, and we are just so incredibly grateful for the amazing contributions and the legacy that you leave that for the rest of us to build on. And we are a better state today for sure because of what you have done. And I believe that years from now, we will also be a better state, because there will be so many of us who aspire to build on your great body of work. So thank you, and only the best for the future.
Tony, if you'll please join me and accept this congratulatory letter from the Vice President. And also, there's a special gift, a portfolio official cover for this that will be passed to you soon.
It's beautiful. Thank you.
Right. Ladies and gentlemen, join me in welcoming Scott Lehrer, Executive Officer of the Delaware Historical Society. Scott?
Thank you.